During the next 15 minutes, hear salvations and soul-winning encouragement to Christians with Frank Landry on Gospel Survey. Now the voice of Gospel Survey, Gospel Evangelist Frank Landry.
This is Frank Landry, the voice of Gospel Survey. Thank you for being with us today. Have you ever been challenged by a statement made by someone else? Well, I certainly have. Two come to mind at the moment. The first statement is that only 1% of all Christians in America ever lead another person to Jesus Christ. This being true means that 99% never multiply themselves as a Christian. The second statement is that only 3 to 5% of all Christians give out gospel tracts on a regular planned basis. My answer was and is, Lord, we can do better. Show me how, and I will share it with others. Gospel Survey Ministries really began with that commitment to God. Won't you make a similar commitment to our Lord today? Stay with us for some encouraging words. May we all be more challenged to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and bodily resurrection.
Thank you, Frank. Now, what's today's Gospel Survey story?
We're going to be speaking today with Charles White from Austin, Texas. And Charles and I had the occasion of meeting and had a tremendous time that day, exciting time. And I'm going to let him share some of that with you in just a moment.
We'll have today's story for you in just a few moments. While we listen to some music, make sure you have a pencil and paper ready for important information at the close of today's program.
Your loving touch drives all my fears away. Close by your side, I want to stay. Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Lord, you know how weak I really am. Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. I'll have the strength to carry on.
Do you have your pencil and paper ready for the important announcements at the close of the program? Okay, then here again is Frank Landry and the Charles White story.
First, I want to share some scriptures that I believe are appropriate for today and for each person listening by the radio, that you may well be an individual that these scriptures would mean something to. And it's in Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 32. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Well, those listening today, I want to challenge your hearts, and I know that this program will do just that, as you share with me, with a very special person, Charles White, as we had the occasion of being on the road ourselves and stopping at a scripture, and I had the privilege and the pleasure of preaching Jesus, and this was a gentleman that decided that that was exactly what he wanted in his life as well. So now we're brothers in Christ, and I want all those listening today to remember you can be a brother or a sister in Christ with Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. You're down there in Austin, Texas. How's the weather?
Oh, weather's a little cloudy. Been having a lot of rain.
Yes. You know, the day that we were together, which was on, as a matter of fact, was on January, and the weather was nice then. And when we were together, there were some things that you and I were doing that were needed to be done, like make a living. And I'd like for you to just share what we did that day, and then I'll ask you a few other questions about that day as well. So share with those listening something about what you do for a living and something about your family.
Well, I'm a food service distributor, and my wife and I have two children here with us. And the day that you and I were together, we were out calling on different accounts. And at the time, we were riding up the road, and we were sharing the gospel, a few things, you know, that you and we'd been discussing about Jesus. And I was kind of confused, and a lot of questions I needed answered. And Frank answered them for me, and that's one thing that put me on the right track that I'm on now.
Amen.
And my wife can tell the difference in myself since that time.
Amen. That's great. When you get the wives to give you evidence of it, you know God's doing something.
Yeah, I know it's really turned things around for me. And it's really helped me out in my business in every way.
Amen. Well, Charlie, I tell you, I really appreciated you. And remember, we stopped there at the filling station when there was some trouble with the automobile. And we had an opportunity to share even with a gentleman that was there. And I left him one of the gospel survey tracks. And then we got back on the road. We've been talking about a lot of different matters spiritually, about how a person was only saved in the Old Testament by receiving the Jesus to come by faith. As Abraham's heavenly seed, they would need to be, by faith, a child of God through Jesus Christ. And then how even we today must receive Jesus Christ, the one that came by faith, and become Abraham's heavenly seed. So while we were driving down the road, I asked you, I said, well, Charles, if you know then that you're a sinner and that Jesus Christ died and paid the price for your sins and that only he could make you righteous, and if you're willing to repent, and that's a turning away from running your own life and realize you need and want a Savior to run your life for you, I said, would there be anything that would keep you from saying a prayer and meaning it with all your heart and say the prayer to God and receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, and have a day to point to that you know absolutely for sure that you've received him as your own Lord. And you said, I'll say that prayer, and I will mean it with all my heart. And you know, at the time, we were going about 55 miles an hour, driving down the road, heading back in, weren't we?
Right.
And so, naturally, I said, Charles, you don't have to close your eyes, because that wouldn't have been a good time to have a person close their eyes. Not that you don't drive pretty good. You did a good job all day, Charles. But you don't have to close your eyes to receive Jesus. He knows a person's heart, and then to confess him as Lord. And we shared a prayer, and you very earnestly and very sincerely received Christ as Lord. And you're a brother in Christ then, and I shared that with you at that time. And we're going to heaven, and we're not going to be cast out, says John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So we'll live for the Lord. And of course, if we get out of line, he's liable to spank us. And we don't want that to happen either, do we, Charles?
Sure don't.
No, sir. How many children do you have?
I have two at home.
Two at home left.
About
Right.
One in school and another working.
Oh, yes. You know, we sold a lot of barbecue that day, too, didn't we?
We sure did.
My, we had an exciting day. And I tell you the truth, I'm excited to know that not only did you get saved, but that you're growing and that you're living for the Lord. And I just know that you're going to be a tremendous testimony, even more than you've already been. Now, you're going to get the sword of the Lord. That's being mailed to you. Our ministry is mailing it out to you. And I've been sending you postcards. So you have those postcards. You've been getting those, haven't you?
Right.
Okay. And those are scripture verses to kind of help a person disciple and grow in the Lord. And then I'll be sending you also some gospel survey tracts and some things that you can be using yourself, because once a person receives Christ, then they understand and have a hunger to let other people get the opportunity. Right. And until the next time I talk to you, you keep on keeping on for Jesus, okay? All right, Charles, you have a good day in the Lord.